No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
The No Chill Podcast. It's your boy ASAP Funny.
Shout out to
that. We out here flying blind, ain't we?
Yes,
hey man, we got some technical difficulties. If you don't get a full episode this week, just know we tried. And that new replacement parts are on the way. Shout out to Amazon Prime.
Shout out to Amazon Prime.
But we got some, we nigga rigged it. So it's going to work until it don't.
That part.
Just keep your limbs still. Lift your tray tables type shit. We don't want to knock nothing over and be all fucked up. But yeah. So we was talking about, we ain't going to talk about it after you watch it. But I'm just, that kids on TV quiet on the set shit.
Yes.
With the children's on the Nickelodeon. That's some deep shit.
I seen a couple of clips on the TikToks.
That's some deep shit.
And I was like, what? I told you, it's so much. I knew it was like something that had just happened because it was so many clips of it. I'm like, yeah. What is going on? It was that and this J-Lo thing.
Hey, J-Lo. Okay, please explain the J-Lo thing to me.
I'm still trying to figure it out, if I'm being honest. So, like, apparently J-Lo has a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a clip floating around on TikTok, I guess, that Prime was using to promote it. And she's in, like, a gym or dance studio or whatever, and her hair's all over her head. She's sweaty, you know, whatever. And so she sits down and she says something along the lines, I'm paraphrasing, she says something along the lines of, like, this is how I used to look back in the day when I was on the block. And just being a kid and running up and down the street wild. And, like, she's giving this monologue, like she was just one with the hood. You know what I'm saying? And for some reason, everybody has been stitching it, especially the Bronx people. And they're like, girl, we don't claim you. Don't want you.
Who's block?
Who's block? Is you referring to?
Jennifer Lopez ain't been urban in 25 years, my nigga, like...
20. I give her 20.
20. Okay, that's 20. That's 2005.
Four.
She was still... what year did I'm Real come out?
Excellent question. I have no idea.
I think it was like 2002.
Okay.
So, okay, we'll meet in the middle in 2002. Because 2003, that's when she was Ben Affleck. That's when she was full on with Ben Affleck.
Okay.
When she stopped trying to be around urban people. When she stopped, like, all
she
her movies.
Like, oh, this is what y'all do.
Yeah.
Diddy was up for whatever he was up
yeah,
for.
Yeah, oh, you black. Oh, you ain't black, you a nigga.
I can't be a part of that.
I ain't know you was an actual nigga.
And then she went Spanish.
She was Spanish. All of a sudden, she speak
Greg
that.
Barely know Spanish.
All of a sudden, you Gloria from Modern Family. You know, you fucking with Mark Anthony. That nigga name is Anthony. Mark Anthony. But look at all her movies. She ain't never had a black love interest. She ever black had a Hispanic?
Wesley Snipes, Money Train.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I was like, Wesley Snipes, Money Train. And even then, she was about to slide over to his brother, to the white boy. She don't, like my nigga, she did a rom-com with Owen Wilson.
She did.
Owen Wilson. It don't get too much whiter than Owen Wilson.
You gotta say it with the bridge,
no? Like, she's got it right. Just relax. Like, just relax. Everybody calm down. Have a scone. Like, just, hey, bub, relax. Like, Owen fucking Wilson, G. All these black actors. She ain't got no Tay Diggs. She ain't got no Morris Chestnut, no Idris Elba. Oh, none of that shit. White man. McConaughey. Nigga, she got a rom-com with Voldemort. She got a rom-com with Voldemort. I'm done with J-Lo. Well, I've been done with J-Lo. But I'm just saying.
So many times.
How many times have you been like? Four times, right?
Ben Affleck, Mark Anthony, Chris Judge, Johnny Noah.
And Ben Affleck again?
And Ben Affleck again. Yeah, well,
she didn't get married to Ben Affleck the first time.
No, this is from current to past.
Oh, okay.
Whoever Johnny Noah, she was only married to them for about a year.
She worse than Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, man.
That's a, when you can afford divorces, it don't fucking matter. If you could pay a motherfucker to get divorced, it's cool. Like, all right, whatever, nigga. Yeah, take a couple meal, go. Like Ariana Grande, she just got divorced. She had to get her ex-husband.
Like 14 mil or something?
No, it was like, it was a million. It
who did I just see? Somebody had to pay somebody 14 mil. I don't know. Was like, ooh, child.
That shit, that ain't that Tiger Woods shit. Tiger gave his wife like 282 mil. 282 mil? Like, what the fuck? And you know, you gotta pay child support on top of that and alimony. Get the fuck. Nigga, I'm getting married in Zamunda. Y'all ain't getting shit from me.
J-Lo been in a lot of movies.
And they all with white people.
Money Train, Jack, Wood and Wine, Selena.
What's the last semi-urban Jennifer Lopez movie she was in?
Hustlers. Yep.
Does that even count?
Yes, I can.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I got nothing else outside of that.
Fucking Money Train, nigga, that's it. This is Money Train. Money Train and the That's the Way Love Goes video. That's our only black credits. It's the only credits she got with black people. That's fucked up. She rolled the fuck out of that Lopez. Yeah, she rolled the fuck out of that Lopez.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, everybody been coming at her head on the TikToks. And good. People are fed up. Is that they say she rude, she's unprofessional, she don't give back to the community that she claims she love and from so much. And yeah, they're just over it. And I don't know, like, it just seemed like everybody just was like, enough is enough. Like, at this one time, everybody decided that they was over J-Lo.
Sounds accurate.
I got nothing.
It sounds very accurate.
I'm cool
without her.
And then, you know, of course, she's still everybody's music, apparently.
Anyway, moving on. What else did I see? Did you see the clip of Lil Mama?
No, I did not.
So Lil Mama was on somebody's podcast.
Why they keep asking her about this? She said,
no. This is her. He ain't do shit. Like, well, I don't even know. Either way, somebody asked her about the Jay-Z, like, rum rushing his stage and shit. And she was just like, you know, because of that, she went through a depression. She felt like she kind of got blackballed. And she's, like, kind of felt the way because Jay-Z didn't reach out to her and talk to her. And I'm thinking to myself,
why would he?
Why the fuck would he? You did this, ma'am.
I feel like you were supposed to be like, man, yo, Jay, my bad. I was in a moment. It just, my bad.
He looked at her and said she was wilding. Like when it's a point in the performance where she walked past Jay and she's nodding and he's nodding and he takes it upon himself to put the mic to his mouth and say, yo, you wilding. And she thought that was an attaboy to keep going. No. She even did the sad folded arms pose, like she was supposed to be there.
I will never forget that moment because I remember watching it like, where is Lil Mama going? Is this part of the show?
And Beyonce tried to stop her. She yanked the She did the Denzel, you get your fucking hands off me. She did that shit. She did that shit to Beyonce. To fucking Beyonce.
To Beyonce.
And got up on that fucking stage. And saw fit. What killed me was really the end when she posed and folded her arms, and then she did this two-hand wipe away to the crowd like, y'all too much. Like, nigga, what? Shorty.
Relax. Have several.
Hundreds. Thousand. Seats, nigga. Take an arena. Take the whole fucking, the whole Barclays Center, cause it's in Brooklyn.
You know what?
And sit
that
down.
That deserves a shot.
That deserves a shot to Lil Mama.
Shot glasses up. Get
I can't respect the self-inflicted gunshot wound, nigga. You shot yourself. You shot your own career. Shout out to Willie and his water. The plug is in the building. But yeah, like.
That's the point.
That's his peanut gallery name, the plug. We got the plug, Shady, Stilio, the bartender. Y'all gonna be characters in a minute. Man. We gonna write a comic.
We are a cartoon.
We gonna write it for real.
Oh, I can see it though.
I did. Don't be sleeping. Now that we got these ideas recorded again, we get this podcast should have made. We trying to get rich off the podcast, but this stuff we done said in the podcast that should have made us rich.
Yes. Totally agree,
because
that black girl, golden girl edition.
Yeah, aunties.
Listen. No, yeah. We can't call it the auntie. That's giving very Tyler Perry.
No.
Sisters, bros, aunties. No. See?
TT.
Call it golden girl.
TT.
No, I don't want them to have. Yeah. I don't want to have to give no white people money. That's why I said aunties. My aunties. My aunties. My aunties.
My silver stilettos.
Kitten Hill Junction.
Wow, no one.
Cause you know that you know if we have a fucking show centered toward four middle aged black women, it's gonna be a Kitten Hill or a two. I mean, ain't that what they would be? We talking about like. Okay, so that's a question. That's a good question.
What do we name this show?
What is black middle age? Cause I don't think black middle age is everybody's middle age.
Cause I'm like, what is middle age? What's the age of middle age?
Cause like middle age for like white people is like 70. It's like no. Middle age for white people is like 50. It's like 50, 55, like when you're near retirement, like when you like real close to retirement, like that shit. That's middle age. Oh, you have your midlife crisis. So that's when you dye your hair, get a mic.
According to the interwebs, it says middle age is between 40 and 60.
Middle age between 40 and 60. I'm finna be middle age.
I'm like, that is disrespectful.
We finna be middle age, nigga.
That is disrespectful.
It's a 40 to 60.
That's crazy. I'm still.
I was gonna give you like 50 to like 65. I think 50.
I was giving more like 50 too, though. I ain't gonna.
I was saying 50. Well, whatever. We gonna say 50. Fuck that shit. Cause
you know what's so weird about that is because you see 50-year-olds who are like 40-year-olds. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to say because I think of the golden girls. They were 80 to me in my head. They weren't though.
That's crazy.
They was
like 46, nigga. Yeah, like, they was not old. That
was so great.
Y'all look wiser
than your year. You're looking like death. I don't understand why you look so old at 45.
You look like Boca Raton.
Listen, that was a great example. Yes.
You look like retirement. Like, that's just.
At 45? I remember, no, but like, real talk, when I learned they real ages. Mm-hmm. I was just like, hey.
Like,
how old is our people we had? We had casted.
I don't even remember. I don't even remember who we had casted. I think Jennifer Lewis.
Come on, AT. She is so perfect. She got to be the head person in charge. She is the Betty White. Yeah. Like, she got to be.
Jennifer Lewis?
Yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but who's the slut? Rose? Huh?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, how everybody knew Betty White. I feel like everybody knows Jennifer Lewis.
Okay.
I wasn't saying that was the character. No.
I was like, nah, she ain't giving me up.
I forgot which one was the slit, but Loretta Devine. She is. Guess how old Auntie Loretta is?
58.
Oh. Wait, what?
I thought y'all was at least say
60 something. I said a number randomly, but I was thinking of, you said Loretta Devine, but in my head I saw Octavia Spencer. That's why I said 58.
Loretta is a smooth set. We can cast her.
Mhm. We can cast Loretta Devine.
Mhm.
Yeah. She could be the Prue auntie. She played that real well.
I do feel like she would play Prue.
She played saved real well.
Yeah.
Like, she was super saved in Madea movie. Her and Kingdom Come, perfect. Like, and what else is she? The Carmichael Show? All that shit.
Lewis is 66. 7, so that's, she could be the baby sister.
That's perfect.
You know what I'm saying? We need the she could be the what? Person. The baby sister.
Who the baby sister? Jennifer Lewis, the baby sister?
Yeah. Because if Loretta's 74, she's 6, so we need somebody that's like 70.
See, you looking at ages. I ain't even looking at ages. I'm looking at who's around. Because, like, you can't even say that. Because, like, if we had that show, like, I wouldn't put Angela Bassett on it, even though she's of age.
But she can be, she can cameo. She can be like a friend.
She can cameo.
She can be one of their friends that stopped by. She can cameo. They went to college together or something.
That's crazy. Damn. Mm-hmm. Black women just really don't be aging out here. Black people in general don't be aging out here. Like, man, like somebody, I saw a TikTok where somebody was like,
"Patti LaBelle still want to act?" Because I just feel like,
I
just see all the Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle is outside, okay? Because look, nigga, I saw Patti LaBelle at Essence Fest. What was that? 2022. And Patti was out. Patti's crip walking.
Yes.
Patti crip walked. She kicked them shoes off, kitten heels, and crip walked.
Right. Vivica 59 now.
Yeah, that face done melted. Put on. Vivica do look old. Vivica
that's
look
old.
That's one old person that look old. See, that's what I'm saying. Oh,
who
my
else
God.
Can we throw with this?
My aunties.
My aunties.
Give me 20 bucks.
Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa, yeah, stuck up auntie, bougie auntie,
cousin,
bougie cousin.
She's a cousin.
Oh, okay.
Lynn Whitfield.
I just want to know. I just want to know what the fuck is your budget? Cause this show, what network is real? It's getting real fucking expensive, nigga. Like I want to know.
This sounds like an Apple.
This Apple TV. Ten episodes. We ain't even getting a 2023.
Like
we, this is not. I thought I was trying to get on BET Plus.
Who's the mama though? Who's the mama?
Shit, I don't know. We got to look up. Oh, actually, they all lit. They all outside and shit.
The mama,
she dead, nigga. Cicely Tyson.
I was honestly.
That's your first one right there, Cicely Tyson. Who's replacing Cicely Tyson at the old black lady hierarchy?
Oh, what's her name? 227.
Marla Gibbs?
Yes.
Marla Gibbs too old. She too old.
You said mama.
The mama of them girls.
Yeah, she's too. She passed that. She on the.
I don't know. She could probably.
Marla Gibbs on the tail end of life. Not like that. Like she don't have. It would be good. Like 10 years ago.
I would give
like now
that.
She ain't as mobile as
92.
Yeah, nigga, hell no, nigga, hell no, nigga.
But no, that would
have
been perfect though. Like
yeah, that would have. Oh yeah, yeah, her head in a perfect. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would have been perfect.
That would have. I would have rocked with it. She's just a little too old. She, you know, we want to make it to season two. We don't want to.
She might make it to season two.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, next. That wasn't even on my list of things.
Said
92,
it wasn't.
This is me filling in the spaces here.
Oh, I thought you were saying this for to say something. And I'm like, okay, where you going with it?
Your boy R. Kelly.
The pisser.
The pisser.
The pisser. I told you he a Batman villain. He walked around with a fucking Zorro mask on. He pissed on me. He's the pisser.
Pisser.
Yes, and they did stop him. They stopped him? Now he pisses on himself. Not. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is the first nigga you seen in the Arkham Asylum? Nigga, the pisser.
So apparently he trying to do what now?
He trying to sue the United States for his commissary money. Well, nigga, you don't get no money. Any money that come to you go right back to the people you pissed off. That's not. That is, they go straight to the piss fund. That's not. You
he
don't.
$28,000.
And split it among the people who got pissed off.
Who sent you $28,000?
Oh, this nigga got supporters. Don't forget. Remember when that fucking lady put her daycare up as collateral to bail this nigga out of jail?
Hey, yo, knew somebody who knew her.
And that's tragic.
And I was like, and what?
And once again,
like, I didn't even realize she was cool with him like that. Like,
that proves that Chicago is just 2 degrees of separation from facts, knowing somebody. Two facts. Degrees. You know somebody who know the person who bailed R. Kelly out of jail when he went right back in that motherfucker. And she put up a fucking daycare. Nigga, you put up that. Why? You put up a safe haven for children to bail out a pedophile. Yep. What the fuck? If that ain't irony, nigga, like, I don't know what the fuck is. That's terrible. Just gonna make the streets, like, we trying to make the streets safe and not be drowned under them. It's piss.
Sir.
What, man?
Sir.
What?
Do you think he should be allowed to keep his money or
No, make that motherfucker work for it. Make him do the how much they pay him, 37 cents a day, give his ass like that. He already getting some type of preferential treatment in jail.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
Why you think that?
Fam, do you really think they gonna put that nigga in gym pop? First of all, he doing fair time. That's already like, he ain't doing fair time like for no, like he had, at best, he had like a, he ain't at max. Mm-hmm. Like, no shit like that. Like, you know, they treat him kind of civil. Mm-hmm. Probably. He probably in a he's probably not sharing a cell.
I can see that. Well, I feel like he BFFs with his cellmate.
R. Kelly type motherfucker, they let somebody come in and cut his hair type shit. Like, almost a mobster type.
You think so?
Hell yeah. Like, no, the fam, like, you can't really let nothing. It ain't like when they put a motherfucker in county. If they put you in fucking Cook County and let you sit in that motherfucker amongst them group of fucking apes, nigga, them niggas is savages, nigga. I don't never want to go. I get terrified. I'm a grown man. I'm 40 years old. I ain't never been to jail, and I won't ever go. I'll be like, yo, I'll say whatever the fuck I gotta say to not go to county tonight, nigga. Like,
what do you need
to know? What do you need to know? Who do I need to snitch on? Because I'm doing it. But yeah, if R. Kelly is doing fair time, yeah, he getting a little preferential treatment. I guarantee. Because, you know,
he ain't having concerts and shit.
I don't know if this motherfucker having concerts. He should be. He won't make some money. That's what you do. You have a residency in the jailhouse, nigga. Look at me. A R. Kelly residency. You bring your shit from commissary as your payment. Like, you know how they be like, oh, you can come in with three. It's $3 with a canned good. It's $3 with some Oreos. You know what I'm saying? $2 with a honey bun.
What you think about the security guard lady women? Yeah.
They probably not assigned to him. I would feel like that would just be the warden or whoever's running that shit asking to be fired. Okay. For putting a woman in that type. Because, like, nigga, it's, you be seeing downtrodden black men get busted out of jail by white women COs. And that's just with the promise of dick. So, whatever the fuck a person could get by sneaking R. Kelly out of prison, I mean, in reality, he ain't gonna be able to get shit. But, you know, he'll sell them a dream. R. Kelly dumb, but he ain't stupid.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense, right?
No, for real.
But, yeah, you don't put no women by the piss.
He dumb.
You know, you put old black, stern men, like them. You put your old black CEO, like your middle-aged black CEO, 56, but he fit, he'll whoop your ass. That's the nigga you get on R. Kelly's tier. He ain't gonna try that nigga, nah.
You know, I got a niece.
I got a niece, and I've been taking care of her since her mom and daddy died in a car accident, and I'll do anything for her, and I'll be damned if I let a son of a bitch like you out on these streets. Uncle don't play that shit. Uncle Jeff.
Big Uncle Jeff.
Hey, yeah.
I was going to say Joe.
He'll whoop R. Kelly ass. He asked for that assignment. But Put me on Till with the pistol. Put me on the pistol, yeah. Yeah. R. Kelly be looking that nigga up and down. He be like, yeah, all right. Give your ass a 12 play of this fist, nigga. Like, you be bitch, you be beating his ass. Like, yeah. Well, not beating his ass, but, you know, he's just like intimidating him a little bit. I feel like R. Kelly can't fight.
No, the way I just heard some interviews about like how oddly aggressive he was, type of thing.
I mean, you could do that when you got four security guards. Like when you got a nigga, the quarterbacks with the best O line talk the most shit, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Speaking of quarterbacks,
my logic is on point today. I don't want to talk about it. Don't even fucking talk about it. He gone. I'm low key rooting for Pittsburgh. Either way, because now they got two of my fucking favorite quarterbacks, Russ and Justin Fields. I'm just all for what black people get to thrive. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And that's fucked up. Because now Russell going to train this nigga up even more. And he going to shit on the league. And now I'm checking the fucking schedule to see when the Bears play Pittsburgh. So... Because if they do, they're going to have that nigga start just because. You want to start? You want to start today?
Absolutely.
You know what? Russ's ankle is hurting a little bit. I think we're going to start you this week against Chicago.
Yes, Shady.
So we went from pissing and shitting, huh?
Yeah. All
right. Let's check.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
But we lost JF1.
I mean, I don't even know how I feel. I feel like I like Justin, but... I felt like it was a lot of times I was like, what the fuck?
You know? It's a lot of what the fuck. But you know what? The best quarterbacks have consistency. You have a consistent core of linemen. You have a consistent core of receivers and running backs. You have consistent coaches. He didn't have none of that shit. In 4 years, he had three damn coaches. Damn offensive coordinators. He just got a number one receiver. You cannot be successful if Darnell Mooney is your number one receiver. You can't be successful with Donald Mooney, your third receiver. Like, get the fuck out of here. Who are these niggas? Who are these niggas? We need to get rid of these niggas. Like, that's what it is. Like,
so I don't know, you know, I'm not about these players. But who this person that's coming in to take his place and is him good?
Technically, no one is coming to take his place yet because the draft hasn't happened.
Oh,
so technically there are five different options.
Okay.
But yeah.
Wait, what?
What you mean?
You just sacrificed your queen with nothing to back up?
Well, they got the number one pick.
Yeah.
They got the number one pick.
And you ain't picked?
No, the draft has not happened yet.
Okay.
Draft ain't for like another month.
I know this isn't supposed to be gone.
This is how you tell women don't give a fuck about sports. She's like, wait a minute, how the fuck? You got the number one pick, and you ain't used it? The fuck is wrong with you? You just hold it? You holding it like a draw four? What the fuck is you doing?
I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, no, the draft hasn't happened yet, but the number one, the number one prospect is Caleb Williams from USC, and I don't, whoa, chill, this, I am not Stephen A., relax, chill on me. Actually, I wouldn't because I wasn't thinking about this nigga because my quarterback was Justin motherfucking Fields. I wasn't thinking about no other quarterback.
Until he wasn't.
He wasn't. It was my bitch till she wasn't my bitch no more. Now I got to go find a new bitch.
And I'm just sitting here like, so who we got?
Yeah, we ain't got nobody right now. We got Nathan Peter. Like, I don't even know who the fuck
that's
we got.
Like
yeah, so we don't know yet until they draft
you
got him.
The
What? I thought that shit was said done. Like, we done.
No. It doesn't.
The interwebs was in the uproar the other day. That's how I knew we lost them.
The offseason has started for trades and free agency, but it has not started. But the draft has not happened yet. The draft is like for another month.
I don't even fucking
It's okay. It's all right. We'll fill you in when it's time. We all fuck with fast food.
Okay.
Like, no, that's just a statement of fact. We all fuck with fast food, and we all have, like, our favorite spots. And our favorite spots be having our favorite things. And sometimes they be bringing up new shit, and we'd be like, what the fuck? Like, so I was driving past KFC the other day, and I saw this shit. What the fuck? It was called a
cheetah.
A cheetah. Yeah, what the fuck is that?
It's chicken pizza.
What the fuck is that? Like, I saw it. I said, when the fuck did KFC get pepperoni and mozzarella cheese? Like, when did KFC get cheese, nigga? Like, that, like, I ain't never seen KFC fuck with cheese.
Okay, I got a question. I just looked it up, and it's chicken, thigh breast, or whatever, topped with sauce, cheese, pepperoni, okay?
That's chicken parmesan.
But also, isn't it KFC that had the chicken sandwich that was like a chicken in a chicken?
Oh, the double down? Ugh, the heart, yeah. Yeah.
Y'all want us to die so bad.
But look, it's crazy.
It's a kernel.
Y'all want us to die.
I'm just saying like this.
So bad.
Y'all are constantly bringing up new shit, and y'all need to bring back the old shit.
Where is the wraps?
Not even where's the wraps. Where are the honey barbecue wings and the wedges? Bring back the fucking wedges. That's the combo. That one combo, I don't like. If I ever see a fucking advertisement talking about KFC is closing. Actually, no, I did. They closed a couple KFCs. I'm like, you know why? Because y'all niggas ain't selling honey barbecue wings. Y'all let Popeyes come and steal the wings from right up under you. Y'all niggas don't sell.
It really be like, whose bright ideas? Is y'all changing management over there? Fam, like, who? What happened? Why
six,
did y'all make these decisions? Did you not
want to
be in business anymore?
A six-piece honey barbecue wing and some wedges and a biscuit is, I could eat that shit every day. Honey barbecue wings, bussin'. Because they was like super fucking breaded. Crispy yet soft.
Like the wraps.
Like, I remember the wraps and shit too. Like, y'all be doing that shit. But that's chicken parmesan. You put that shit on a bun, nigga. That is.
He said, when did they get pepperoni?
When the fuck did they. Where y'all putting this fucking pepperoni in this cheese? Like, that shit is weird. Stick to what the fuck you know. Y'all doing everything but bringing back the shit niggas want.
All the time. Y'all might be on the same interweb that we be on.
I don't think so.
Be looking at people wanting things, and they don't be seeing it.
I feel like.
Because I'm still trying to figure out how come Wendy's ain't brought back Yellow Box Wendy's.
You ain't never get Yellow Box Wendy's.
I know.
Back. First of all, I had they fish sandwich. That shit was trash.
Well, it was top tier.
Yellow Box Wendy's was top tier. That shit was.
I ain't gonna hold you. I don't even remember Yellow Box Wendy's all that tough. Wendy's wasn't really around
me.
Yeah. It wasn't really around me. So when I went to Wendy's, I didn't give a fuck. I really had only went for the Frosty, nigga. Like, let me get that. To this day, I would still just go to Wendy's for a Frosty.
Not McDonald's?
That was me. Family McDonald's. Do you remember, like, this is random, and this might be a memory you have. This is a sign of wealth. So I would know, nigga. I remember the first time I went to McDonald's breakfast, and my motherfucking grandma let me order the big breakfast.
Yeah,
whole fucking breakfast,
and
nigga. Like, yo, he was like, oh shit,
the biscuit.
What you
and
did?
A hash brown.
You can make a sandwich. You can eat it separately. You can have a pancake. Yo, the McDonald's by me. A couple of years ago, I don't know if they still do it, but I remember running there to get like a sandwich or like a breakfast sandwich, and they had grits. And I was like, nigga, what? I swear to God.
I don't know what the fuck is that oatmeal, but
they had grits. It was like an extra dollar on your meal if you wanted a bowl of grits.
I don't know about that one.
It was pretty
good. I would only eat that shit like somewhere where Mexicans is back there. Like, because honestly, like, niggas. Black people can't make fast food better when they cook it. But it's something about the way Mexicans cook fast food, that shit tastes better. It's weird. I don't know, it'd be like made with love. I don't know. Nigga, I promise you, it's a Chick-fil-A I know Mexicans work at. That motherfucker be slapping every time. I'm sorry, we getting off track. But KFC. So, and Taco Bell, they brought a whole bunch of shit back. They brought a whole bunch of shit. They got this fucking, They got this fucking cheesy chicken something. It's basically it's a caramel apple empanada, but with cheesy chicken instead of caramel apple empanada. I'm like, bitch, bring back the caramel apple empanada. That's what we want. They don't know how to make money, because if they were smart, they'd be selling them bitches in the freezer. And you could deep fry them bitches at home or put them in the air fryer. That's money. Remember when White Castle started making burgers, nigga, at the crib, like.
They still got it to this day.
These motherfuckers don't know how to make money. This is like that Flaming Hot shit all over again, nigga. I'm going to show you how to make money. Show you how to make money. What else we got? Fucking Karrueche.
What?
Karrueche. Chris Brown's.
I know who Karrueche is.
She got OnlyFans.
What? I thought that was not on the list.
Yes, it is. You just ain't reading.
Oh, there it is. Right. I mean, selling feet. Do your thing, sis.
Like, that's what you do. That's what you do. First of all, I know somebody on my Twitter timeline who started her OnlyFans this week selling feet pics. And she was like, this shit kind of fun. I was like, nigga, you making a little...
Making a little change,
ain't you?
Ew.
Selling them toes, nigga.
Ew.
I was like, I can't get no OnlyFans, nigga. I don't know my crowd. I don't know my crowd. I ain't there yet. I'm somebody's kink. I just don't know where them people are.
I just don't know who
out here looking for fat niggas with compression socks on, nigga. I don't know what the fuck... What you want to see? I mean, I'll probably get followed by a whole bunch of gay people. I'm cool with that. As long as you tipping.
Get your
the
money.
The tips is right, you know. Whatever. I ain't no meetups, though. ain't no meetups, nigga. Ain't no meetups, ain't no FaceTime calls. We ain't doing all that.
You
gotta
talk to him.
I ain't calling nobody daddy, nigga. That's just... You got me fucked up. You got me fucked up. Shell, would you get the OnlyFans? The lime.
I couldn't see it. Would I get an OnlyFans?
Would you get
the
OnlyFans if the money was right?
What am I doing on that?
I don't know shit. Teasing. That's a lie. Every woman who tells me, they be like, oh, I don't think my OnlyFans will pop. I be like, bullshit. Get an OnlyFans, put that shit in your motherfucking high school Facebook group. Watch your shit blow up immediately. I promise you. You got motherfuckers that...
You can have not a picture on that. You can just have...
At best. Yep, you post one good thirst trap on that motherfucker. At best, like, you be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I just started, so my shit is $10 a month. At best, you'll make a couple grand. A couple hundred. You'll get at least 20 motherfuckers. Just let me see what she's doing on here. You trick them. You post like a whole bunch of shit. So when it show you how many posts there are, but you can't see them before you subscribe.
You know, huh?
Yeah, I know. I don't give a fuck. I ain't no shame, nigga. I ain't no shame, nigga.
Well versed.
I be get for free. Oh, it's free. All right, yeah. If it's somebody I know, I'm support black businesses. You get a month out of me, you get a month, and I don't pay no more than $10. That's the rules to this shit. I'll give you $10. I'll support you 1 month.
1 month.
1 month. That amount.
Yeah, I don't know what I would post.
Shit, post whatever. It's your OnlyFans. It ain't gotta be sexual content.
I know.
You just need somebody to pay to subscribe to your shit.
That's true.
You could do dance lessons on OnlyFans.
That's true.
Yep. But you're gonna make a lot of money that first post.
Smart. That first post you go. Yeah.
Make my most money on that first post.
What's that post? I'm like, nigga, shit. If I was making money on OnlyFans, like if somebody was trying to subscribe, I'd nigga be in my fucking bio, nigga. Here you go. This is what you want. Here you go. I know what you came for. I know what you're for. This is what you want. This is what you want right here. Shit, learn more, nigga. Click that link. Click that. What's that sticker? Buy now, nigga. Subscribe to my shit.
So let's get dressed with ASAP today.
Yeah, I put my get ready. That's what I should have been doing. whole time. Damn, man. I just did one the other day and put that shit on TikTok. I could have been making money. Could have been making money. Right. I ain't working. Ain't that a bitch?
Two jobs every day.
Every day. Giving time to my children. Showing them the way. Theo.
That's the mama.
Y'all, there you go. That's there you go. Mama. See? See that? We come full circle. We come full circle. It comes back. Yes, Thea's still alive, man.
Why you just want to die so bad?
So, because that's, you know, because honestly, that's what black people think when they ain't seen somebody in a long time. They think they dead. They think they dead. Like, that's, like, or they dead, or we, I saw this the other day. Somebody was like, black people have a problem saying that people fell off. Like, when sometimes things just run its course and be like, motherfuckers fell off. I'll be like, no, they fall. Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect.
And she won't break the budget.
She won't break the budget. She won't break the budget, see? Oh, okay, yeah. She won't break the budget. See, now we getting back. Now we getting to some brass tacks. We getting to some good numbers. We getting to some good numbers. Are we going to shoot it regular or are we going to shoot it? I think we should shoot it documentary style.
Like The Office?
Hell yeah. Hearing, like, come on, giving Jennifer Lewis a second to talk to the camera. Can't beat that shit.
Nah, you right.
Can't beat that shit.
Why the aunties living together?
Huh?
Why the aunties living together?
Because all their husbands did.
And their sisters.
Who is the young daughter that's living with them?
I don't know yet.
All the aunties.
Jennifer Lewis.
Nah, we ain't figuring. We haven't decided yet. We ain't got no old. I feel like they all two of them are divorced, two of them are widows, but then two would be sisters, not mother and daughter. Two would be sisters and the rest would be friends.
Who the three in the house?
All the asses in the house.
You just gave me about six people.
No. But like what I'm saying is that this is the like how you get them. Like you got the four women.
Mm-hmm.
Out the four women, two are divorced, two are widowed.
Mm-hmm.
But these two are sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And these two are their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Okay. Why are they all in this house?
I don't know. Because shit. Because they all moved in because... One of them husbands just died, and they trying to gentrify the neighborhood, so they stay in there to help her keep the house financially, putting all their money together to keep. They all bought the house so they could stay owners of it, so they wouldn't get gentrified out. They neighborhood. It is right, and I said, but you know what's crazy? If they do that, this will be documented.
Yep.
And it'll be dated.
Yep.
So I'll be like, go ahead, do it. I went to that shit as number one. And be like, hey, this nigga stole my idea. Like, after they win six Emmys, nigga, hey, these niggas stole my idea. Mm-hmm. And watch
out. I'll pull it up for you.
Yeah, it'll be right here on Spotify. Like, yeah, let me go. Oh, you want the raw file? Got that, too. What the fuck you talking about? Give me all my motherfucking money. But, yeah, that'll be it.
I like it.
There we go.
We should write this.
I'm with it. It's the writer's room. Let's go. Unaired Auntie's pilot. Let's get it. I ain't got nothing else for y'all, man. We good. We gave y'all all our ideas. Fucking episode we called Think Tank.
There it is.
Gamma, let the people know where they follow you.
Everywhere. No. You can follow me on X. Formerly known as Twitter.
Oh my God, is she going with this shit?
And take sure you can follow me on Instagram, and you can follow me on the Snappity Chat at I Miz with the Z Shell, and follow all my other stuff. Thanks.
You already know, man.
This is not your first episode.
Huh?
What if it is?
Do you think this is my first episode?
It might be.
I mean, our listener support is almost up. Hey, we need like 19 more people so we can get monetized, man. Keep spreading the word and shit. We real close. It was 81 out of 100. Well, I think we only got like a couple more weeks too. They don't tell you the 60-day period when it is. They be like, just get 100 people in 60 days. Okay, nigga, what 60 days?
When did it start?
Which 60 days? I don't know. Right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But anyways.
Follow my other podcast, WCWM Podcast, whatever, on YouTube. The Rundown, Equal Opposites, 1515 AM. You can see them there. I mean, see. Hi, those are audio. You can hear them there. And,
Yeah. You already know, man. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ASAP Funny. You can follow me on TikTok, ASAP Funny 1. And don't forget to like and subscribe to the page on Facebook, facebook.com/NoChillPodcast. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Shout out to our homie added to the Peanut Gallery, The Plug. Hit him up. The Plug, Morton Grove. He be doing all our shirts and shit.
Appreciate it.
We'll catch y'all next time.
Bye.